Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Just days after announcing its expanding office footprint in Nashville, Oracle has laid off thousands of employees across the country, including an unknown number based in Tennessee. The company did not file a notice with the Tennessee Department of Labor. Oracle is slashing positions and investing heavily in AI data centers around the world. The Nashville Business Journal reports it's unclear what the layoff notices mean for the software giant's plans to establish its global headquarters in Nashville. Since announcing its East Bank site in 2021, the company has increased its staffing in the city from about 100 to about 900, but that's still far short of what was promised in order to secure $65 million in state incentives. At that time, the company said it would bring in more than 8,000 jobs to the city by 2031. The Trump administration's sudden cuts to federal arts grants have left cultural groups reeling in the past year, including across Nashville. Daniel Jones manages Oz Arts and co-founded Kindling Arts. Both saw cuts amid changes that he says send a stark message.
Fear being put forward of artists, and it is a potentially lasting attempt to brand culture as something that should not be shared amongst people, that our society should be more afraid of culture than they should be, you know, excited to lean in and engage with it.
Jones interviewed with the program Reveal by the Center for Investigative Reporting. The latest episode details the impact of federal arts and culture clawbacks, including preservation work at Fort Negley in Nashville and a program in Pulaski. You can hear the program in full tonight at 9. And you'll find more news at WPLN.org.